I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We are turning it up. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
We're turning it up.
We're turning it up. We're turning it up.
Oh, my God.
We're turning it up. Oh, my God. I can't decide if I'm hot or cold. What is the, every time I take off my jacket, I'm like, oh my God, I'm freezing. And then I have my jacket on, I'm sweating.
Hot flash?
I take it off for some, maybe. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. It's getting to be about that time. Mm-hmm. What am I, 100 now? You think I'd go through menopause at some point. Yuzi's already just gone through it. I mean.
Really?
Doesn't even seem like you're hot flashing anymore.
Well, I've been taking those pills.
Oh, what pills?
Matter of fact, I've been leaving them on my desk on the weekdays, so I remember to do it. Whatever the hormone or something. I forgot what they're
called. And they work?
Yeah.
Any side effects?
I don't know. I might be more bitchy. I'm not sure.
Oh, no. You seem the same amount of bitchy.
It's hard to say.
It's hard to say. Yeah, I wouldn't want something that was going to change my mood, that's for sure. I mean, I seriously have a simmering bitch at all times. You know, it doesn't really take much.
Really?
You're right about that.
Everybody?
With these two?
I've never gotten that from you, Sarah.
Well, I feel like I'm a pretty, you know, happy person and pretty easy. But man, if something goes wrong, like this week is going to be tough for me. My husband left yesterday for Burning Man.
Right.
Early. And my brother moves to California today.
Nice. Oh, today.
So what's it all about? Why is he making this move?
Well, there's a bunch of reasons, but he was in Las Vegas last night. They're road tripping, you know, because they have... he just sent his last kid off to college.
Oh. So.
He was trapped in St. Louis for the last 20 plus years.
I like St. Louis.
No, it's fine. It is fine, actually. I don't mind St. Louis either. It has some... problems.
That too.
But it also has some charm. Real estate. Cheap. Mm-hmm. Got a great house there for $93,000.
Wow.
I know. It was in 1994 or 5, but that same house is probably like 112 now.
200 max now.
No, nowhere near 200.
Oh, that's
like
amazing.
Nice house. Like this was a 100-year-old brick house. Yeah. It was just adorable in this cute little neighborhood. But it has some, I mean, I felt that there was a lot of racism there, like blatant. There was some pretty blatant. I was very surprised by how sort of like, well, you're white, so you must be on my team.
Yep.
Which was not, and churches everywhere. Like I had a lot of issues with St.
I told
Louis.
You about Missouri in general, though.
What about it?
It's a weird state.
Mm-hmm.
Driving through, see the weird billboards of like fetuses and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's a weird state, dude. It's a weird place.
Show me.
My favorite place.
It's not my favorite place either.
Mm-mm.
I was only there for a few years, but my brother met a girl there, had kids with her, and was trapped. She was from there. She's great. My sister-in-law, Debbie.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever met her. She was at my 50th. Weren't you there?
I don't think so.
In Vegas?
No,
I was in Vegas?
No, that was John's in Vegas. Mine was at the Fairmont here.
I wasn't at that one.
I'm very surprised. Anyway.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm so sorry that you were excluded from that. You were excluded. I never invite you to anything. So they're moving here because their last kid just went off to college, and he's 50 now, and he feels like he's a programmer, and he wants to start a whole new thing.
He has a little.
So he just wants to.
I get it.
He's a star programmer in Missouri. Out here, he's going to be swimming upstream. So it's a little tougher out here. So, but anyway, he's got this opportunity and he decided, you know what, let's take a chance. And he was going to live with me in my house and now he's found a condo to rent.
Oh, good for
so
him.
So he's, yes, very, very close. So luckily he's not totally
good for him,
into
man.
My house.
Good for him.
I know. So he's taking a chance and this is a huge adventure for her because she has lived within the same 10-mile radius her entire life.
Wow.
And her kids are freaking out because they're all off at school and they just sold the family home. And
where are they going to school?
University of Kansas or Kansas State or something with Kansas in the title. They've also got a kid at Florida State and they have an older daughter, her daughter, who has graduated and is like a psychologist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Saying, go ahead, go for it, man.
I know, that's what I said. Like,
go
take a chance.
Yeah.
Take a chance. Oh,
still free. Take a chance on me. So yesterday I'm sitting on the couch because that's what I do. And I was, you know, we were texting back and forth a little bit because they wound up in Vegas yesterday evening. And I started sending them all these California songs. Like I sent Going to California and California Love.
Of course.
Going Back to Cali.
Did you send them the Joni Mitchell?
I did send them the Joni. I was like, even as I sent it, I was like, they are not going to be into this song. La Fonia knows how to party.
California Dreaming.
I sent that too. And then I sent A Whole New World. Because as we were texting back, I go, it's going to be a whole new adventure, a whole new world. So I sent that too.
Funny. So what time are they supposed to be here?
A new exciting point of view. I don't know. But I'm like, look, if they leave Vegas, I think it's like a 9 or 10 hour drive from Vegas. Uh-huh. If they don't even stop.
How often were you guys in touch before you decided to move out here?
We're pretty close. Yeah. I don't talk to him that much, but he and my husband are super, like they're really into the Patriots. And so they have that and they bond. They talk on the phone almost every day.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a super conservative. Uh-huh. So I know. So we're not going to talk much politics, which fair. I think is important.
Yes.
I think it's important for, you know, family harmony.
To keep the relationship.
I just don't want to be in any fights with anybody, you know. I'm not looking for that.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So it's just a huge, busy week.
It's funny because when I was younger, my brother moved away to Little Rock.
Is
moved
he
back
older
to Little
or
Rock,
younger?
Arkansas. He's young. He's like 2 years younger than me. But he moved back to Little Rock, Arkansas when he was a teenager. And he came back, it's been like 20 years now. But I thought that we were going to like always be around because we were pretty tight. Mm-hmm. But once he came back, we hardly see each other now.
Oh.
And we're still pretty tight, but it's just weird, like, you think that things are going to be a certain way when someone's been away for a while.
Right.
Oh, no, now we're close. We'll have all this opportunity to hang out. Nah, it doesn't happen. Life gets in the way of a lot of things.
I'm actually hoping that he'll find a life out here. And, you know, even if they're not here forever, like, I don't want to entertain them every day.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, we talked extensively about what it would be like for him to be out here. I was like, well, you're not eating dinner at my house every night. And I have a standing Friday night card game with friends. And, you know, we'll be really psyched to see you. But I don't want to be responsible for your entertainment.
Right.
So we'll
he'll find friends.
He will. He's a friendly guy. And she's super, she's easy. So hopefully. Anyway, so this is a freaking crazy week. And then Vinny's out and Marcus is here. And you know,
that's the easy part,
though. No, you know how difficult Marcus is. He needs his 5 coffee stirrers. He's very particular about all this stuff. No, you're easy, actually. It's funny because I was more worried about Johnny's week than I am. Like, Marcus is so steady and just.
Yeah.
And good. You're so good.
Thank you, guys.
Mm. So we had a bunch of deaths in the last few days. Actually, I would say starting with Aretha Franklin, there have been some pretty significant deaths. I know. Don't get me started. Me and John just played, like, for the last week and a half, all we do is sing Aretha Franklin songs. It's just...
I think I've actually spoken to you before. I've always believed that Aretha Franklin is the greatest American singer we've ever produced.
I don't think that there are too many people who...
Man or woman.
Who
Man
would
or
fight
woman.
You? She's just, and for decades.
Yeah. She can sing any genre, any kind of song, any style of music, power range, all that stuff.
You got A Different World, the opening theme for that?
Why does it have to be the theme song to A Different World? I mean, her entire body of work, that's the one you want to hear.
It is.
She's amazing, man. She actually is the template for, I mean, most pop singers and R&B singers of the day. Like, before her, that style of gospel singing with emotion, that was not a part of America's mainstream.
That
she brought it to the fore.
Turn this on. This is my favorite. Oh.
Oh, turn this
That's
up.
That's it.
Hand me come on day. Remember this, Marcus?
Yeah, I remember it. Did you ever watch the show, Homan?
Of course, please. It was after the Cosby Show.
Oh, that's why. We view that show differently in my household now.
What'd you say?
We view that show differently in my household now.
A little different.
Oh, yeah.
Cosby.
We don't view it at my house now.
Right.
Well, when we were kids, that was the show.
It was. I have to say, Bill Cosby's Fall from Grace is about the furthest fall I've ever seen. And my, like...
I don't know, man. OJ...
No, because Cosby was in my house, and I felt that even, like, my dad had his albums, you know, the chicken heart and the, you know, all the bits that he would do. And it's just so great.
Going to the dentist.
Just all the, yeah. He was just a storyteller. And then when he was Mr. Huxtable, it was just, I just loved him so much. And he was very preachy to other comedians about how you should conduct yourself. And it was interesting, but he like sort of held this high line. And yep. I felt like he was so untouchable.
Moral.
And then to find out that the whole time he was drugging and raping chicks.
That's right.
What the?
It's always the people who preach the most.
Yeah. It always is.
Always is.
It always is.
And even I agree
Suspect
with him sometimes.
Suspect those people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. People who are too nice. I'm like, you
you're
got
yelling it from
fridge.
A mountaintop.
Yeah, dude.
You got something hidden on the other side of the mountain.
I will say this, though. Cosby, it's interesting that it took so long for Cosby to fall, and I was not rooting for anybody's fall from grace, but it's interesting that it took so long because these stories about Bill Cosby have been going around for as long as I can remember.
I never saw it them. Was that one. Who's the comedian who stood up?
Hannibal Buress.
Hannibal.
Thank you.
One of the funniest people on the planet.
It was the first time I'd ever heard that, and I was like, wow, that
really?
Is... That is something to say about Bill Cosby. And that was when everything started to crumble.
Oh, wow.
And now I look, it's so funny how you can look at someone who you loved so much previously and just be like, oh,
doesn't
monster.
Take much.
It really.
And his wife stuck with him the entire time.
But now she's gone, right?
Is
well,
she?
They say she lives in a separate home.
Yeah, well, I would live
he
in a separate home,
checks,
too.
He ain't giving up them checks, man.
Right. No, and he's quite elderly. I mean, it's not, you know. Mm-hmm.
He's definitely become
prison bound.
The crotchety old man.
Oh, yeah, he's rotten.
Oof.
Well, it seems like his sense of humor flew the coop.
It's just more mean now.
I know. So anyway, I don't know how we got to
him.
No, it's okay. We started, though, with the deaths. There's just been
Aretha,
a lot. They're saying death in threes here, and I'm saying, well, considering that we lost Aretha, one of the guys from Skynyrd, there was another minor dude from a rock band. We came as Romans.
Right.
And then starting on...
That guy was 28, right?
Oof.
Yeah. You'd think he probably was like, whew, made it past 27. That's, the big, that's the big rock star death here. Then on Friday, we heard Robin Leach died.
Right. Yes. I'm Robin Leach.
I'm Robin Leach.
How many people even know who Robin Leach is anymore?
Everybody knows.
Really?
No, I don't know.
I feel like if you're younger than 40, you don't know who he
is. Our interns didn't know who he was.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. How would they know?
You know, his show was on from like 85 to 95.
Yeah, but they're...
You know what? 95 was a really long time ago.
Bryn, were you even born in 95?
Yes, he was.
23 years ago, kids.
I'm old, dude.
So anyway, Robin Leach died. And then we heard that John McCain died. And then last night, Neil Simon died.
Right.
Or yesterday. I can't remember.
Yesterday.
Okay. So, I mean, to me, the really big one is John McCain. To me, while I did not like his choice for vice president, I actually felt like, well, there's a Republican that if he won, I could get behind. Like, I've always felt like he was a smart person and level-headed. He made a huge mistake by picking Sarah Palin.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole family is just, they're just awful. Like, even the daughter, Bristol.
Yeah.
Her kid with, I can't even remember her boyfriend that she had the kid with when she was super young.
The first one?
Was it Tug? Or?
No, that's the
Tug.
Kid's
Chad.
Name. But,
Levi
Johnston
was the boyfriend.
Yes.
So she had a kid with him whenever that was, 8 or 9 years ago. And that kid's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Was
Junior.
It that long ago?
It was even longer than that. He might be 10 or 11.
Oh, my
Hold
God.
On a second. Let me find it. I'm going through it. Just everybody.
10 years ago. Jeez.
I know. Let's see. Hold on. Trip. He's 9 years old.
Jeez.
Here's a picture of him. He's going to be on Dancing with the Stars Junior.
Like, they're
just. And she's now on Teen Moms.
Right.
Like, they're just. And her, the mom was like, you know, her show was like shooting wolves from space or whatever her, you know.
I did read this over the weekend. Bristol Palin's son kicked off Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars Juniors?
Yeah, Juniors.
Yeah. There's a few people on there that, you know, they're just getting kids. They
the hole in my pop culture knowledge is definitely reality shows now. I used to watch them. I just can't watch any of them anymore.
I watched Survivor and The Amazing Race and Big Brother. Oh, thank you. You're so good. You're so fast. I forgot that I had asked you for the Robin Leach intro, too. I'm just about
right.
out of time.
It's
There's
totally
no.
Fine.
Anyway, John McCain passed away at 81. a little over a year ago, we found out that he had a blood clot removed from his brain. He was in the middle of a sixth term in Congress. He served almost to the end.
Should we play Donald Trump's thoughts on McCain?
Ugh.
I don't want to. I don't really need to be reminded of that. They actually, one of the stories I was looking at this morning was that Donald Trump, who tweeted something like, you know, sympathy to his family and friends, the original thing that the White House had written for him called McCain a hero and said, you know, his long service to the country, et cetera. And Trump said, not posting that. Heartfelt sympathies, and that's it. Which is, I know, it's gross. Just say nothing.
With quotes. People were going, why does he have quotes on his tweet?
No, it's ridiculous.
Oh. Let me look at the tweet.
What's it say?
You know what?
Does it not have it in that particular one?
Here it is. My deepest sympathies and respect go out to the family of Senator John McCain. Our hearts and prayers are with you. I don't see what's quoted here.
There was some quotes earlier. Maybe they were taken off.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, he was not invited to the funeral, apparently. Mm-hmm. So Sarah Huckabee Sanders is saying, yeah, I don't know if he's going to go. It's like, well, I'm going to guess he isn't. Like, the family hates him.
You don't think he's going to crash? I thought he might crash.
I guess he might. I don't know.
There's no chance he crashes. Even he wouldn't do that.
Even Melania Trump's tweet seemed at least slightly heartfelt. Our thoughts, prayers, and deepest sympathies to the McCain family. Thank you, Senator McCain, for your service to the nation. At least she thanked him for his service. Mike Pence, same thing. We honor his lifetimes of service to this nation in our military and public life, his family and friends, and our prayers.
It's too, you know, those public folks just are obligated to say something, and it's just a bunch of air. No, I mean, nobody really cares what they think.
It's gross that people... this is another thing that annoys me about Twitter. Like, I think of Twitter... Look, I'm just not hip to it. I think of Twitter as a throwaway medium. Like, you put things out there, they're thrown away, nobody really cares unless they're... angling for a fight or whatever.
Well, unless it ends up getting you fired.
Right. I mean, that to me is why it's not worth it to be on there. And for the president to be making his major statements via this throwaway medium, I just consider it to be, it feels super downgraded from the office. Like, the office should be...
I don't object to him using Twitter, per se.
No.
I object to the way he uses it. I think that, I mean... This is one of the things that Barack Obama did, and everybody like applauded him for doing it. Like, oh, he's using social media.
But he didn't put his every thought and feeling on it.
He didn't rant at people. That's my point.
It's one thing to use it and to, you know, sort of give people a little peek into the White House. It's another thing to have that be almost your entire platform. Like, everything is on there.
That's the problem with it.
I know. It just feels like it's such a downgrade. The whole guy, the whole thing.
You are right, Sarah.
Thank you, Marcus. What's coming up in the news, my darling?
Well, actually, we're talking about social media. There is a segment of the population that thinks that teens are using their phones way too much, and you'll be surprised who those people are.
All right. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Oh, my God, it's delicate. It's Monday. Don't touch it too hard. Just get through it. Hey, at 7 o'clock, we had Amy Schumer tickets.
Yes.
I know. Very exciting. I love Amy.
I know.
So 7 o'clock, be listening. The show's at the Paramount Theater Sunday, October 21st. And the tickets go on sale today at 10 o'clock, but you can win a pair. 7 o'clock, that's coming up.
The Radio Alice Report.
All right, is this your boy? Is
this me? This is you, baby.
What do we got here? Let's go with Burning Man.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Sarah's husband's there right now. Yeah.
Apparently, John is out there. This is kind of a little update. Stuff was going on at Burning Man. Early arrivals to Burning Man take part in Build Week. What is that?
It's all those art installations.
That they burn at the end.
They burn them all throughout the week.
So I guess yesterday was the first day of it? Is that the deal?
Yesterday was the first official day, but I think that the actual playa has been open for... A while, because if you're doing an art installation, you need to get in there, move your crew in, set up your camp, and set up your art piece.
Well, it says that those folks who were arriving yesterday were hit with high winds and plenty of dust and smoke, triggering Burning Man organizes to close the entrance to the camp for hours Sunday afternoon.
Oh.
Long wait times at the gate into Burning Man are a natural byproduct of welcoming an estimated 70,000 attendees onto the playa, with estimated waits extending to 6 hours at its peak.
Oh, boy, I didn't hear from... You know, I'm going to text John and see how long it took them to get in, because they left yesterday at, I don't know, 8 in the morning. Oof. So he must have been getting there just as it was.
Did you hear from him yesterday saying I'm here or whatever?
No, the last I heard from him, I believe he was in Reno. Hold on, let me.
Have you guys ever been to Burning Man? Anybody here?
No. It's not. I've been considering it all weekend.
Really?
Like, well, I live by San Carlos Airport, and so a lot of the planes have been going in and out of there like crazy going to Burning Man. but it just, every time every few minutes it was going on, and I thought, nah, I guess even I was walking the dog yesterday and I thought about it. I go, nah.
I'm so self-conscious about doing something like that just because I think everybody there is going to be at least 15, 20 years younger than me.
No, the age range is, it's everybody.
Really?
It really is. But to me, like, it's the dust. Like,
oh, no.
That would bug the out of me. And I also hate people, you know? So it's really, it would be hard for me to... I just know I'd hate it, so I don't want to ruin anybody else's Burning Man by being there and being just negative.
Hey, I want to go home.
Right, like I'm just gonna sit in the RV and please tape up all the vents because I don't want any of this dust in here.
Yeah.
It is. It's really hot. So I'm dying to see how their day went yesterday. The last time he texted me was 2:45 in Reno.
I'd be interested in going just to see everybody during their drug blackouts.
Right.
Would you go to the orgy tent?
They don't have it this year.
Oh.
Wait. What?
They don't have it anymore.
Hey, man. Let's not gloss over what you just said, homie.
You don't know about the orgy tent?
What's the orgy
tent?
Tell
them what that is.
Well, apparently it's a tent that there's an orgy going on in. You have to have I guess single dudes can't just walk in.
Oh.
You have to be coupled up or whatever. Maybe single chicks can.
Boot
I don't know.
Up.
But it's a boot up.
Boot up.
A boot up. So it's just exactly what it sounds like, I guess. But they didn't have it this year, and they were saying it was a response to some sexual assaults at Coachella and the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
They decided to not have it.
This was an official thing.
Oh, yeah.
The orgy tent.
And this, I think, is the first year they don't have it.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
No.
Burning Man.
Everybody's naked at this thing. There's, you know, John said he never saw more dong in his life. Than just walking around. Like, everyone just has it out.
I don't need to see any dong.
He said only big ones, though. You know, nobody's walking around with their, you know, unimpressive packages. Those people had pants on. I guess that's how you could tell.
Yeah, it's not good for the self-esteem.
Here's a little glimpse into Burning
Man. Booties.
Yeah, just a bunch of...
Oh, look, a bunch of naked people. Yeah. Oh, they are fully naked.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be fully naked. Like, you can wear whatever you want, but if you want to be naked, this is a good place for you.
Oh, my God. No brothers out there, are there?
No, there's... I mean, I assume that there are.
Let me see.
Yeah, turn it around. Let's see if it's all just white.
Not
is it all
picture,
just white heinies or is
not
it...
in this picture, no.
See if you can find a black man
I'm not gonna type in
black man at Burning Man. Do
I'll
it.
Type it in.
It's like Snoop or somebody.
Some of you can afford to go in a plane.
So much drug use going on. I'm just now starting with like cannabis though.
So. Oh, because now that it's legal you're trying it?
Yeah, man.
You didn't smoke as a kid?
Oh, God, no.
No, we would have him on certain shows, and he said he never did anything.
Nothing.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I'm surprised
that's right.
To hear
nothing.
This.
But, you know, I was having a tough time sleeping because of the weird hours I was working nothing else was working, and I was tired of trying pills. And
did you do an edible or something, or did you just smoke it?
Did that, and did the vaping, and it's pretty amazing.
You got some good sleep.
For me. That's by the way, that's not an endorsement of anything.
No.
I'm just saying,
hey, it's legal,
for me.
You know? If we can talk about drinks. You know, that's the weird thing is we all still sort of dance around the whole weed thing because it's new and because it's been illegal our whole lives. But it's classified as in the same category as alcohol. And we talk about that. Don't worry, drinks, I'm coming.
Well, that's
Don't
how
worry,
I feel about
Pong,
it, too.
I'm coming.
Tahoe Blue Vodka.
I feel the same way about it. I actually don't have a problem with it, but other people do. It's weird. I've never had a problem with it, but other people were really like, no, I can't talk about that. I can't tell anybody that I do this. I'm like, meh, it's not that big a deal.
Right, and it's legal.
At night, just go. It's like a glass of wine for other people.
Yeah. A lot of people
just
are
take a puff or two,
baked.
Go to sleep.
Right.
That would be difficult, going through life baked. I don't know how folks do that.
Well, I think you probably get used to it. People must be getting used to it.
Oof.
Because I agree with you. Like, you know, the, it's funny because I haven't smoked in years and years. And then it became legal. So I'm like, well, I better try all these new products. And I'm like, nope, same. I'm still paranoid. I just, it's not for me. Like,
really?
I tried it again, and it's just not for me.
Human, have you ever tried the cannabis?
Never.
No.
Oh. Even now that it's legal, you've never tried a little?
Every once in a while, if I'm having a hard time sleeping, I'll do half of a edible so I can sleep.
What?
Oh my God!
Thank you. Thank you. This.
Somebody blow
thank
the
you.
Don't
thank
blow
you.
Anything.
No, thank
no
you.
One blow anyone or anything.
Just take note of those interview skills, baby. I guess got some deep, dark secret out of Huma.
Dude, really? When did this start? When it became legal?
No, maybe like 2 months ago. There were 3 days where I couldn't sleep at all, and I was like, don't play
major
that.
Announcement.
Don't do not
so
play
are
the
you
air
saying
horns.
That you went to a club or someone recommended
no,
this
no,
what happened?
Susan at
she
the,
said I can help
no,
you.
No, she just said listen, when I have problems sleeping and then she you know gave me a gummy and I
how many times how many times did you say this has happened?
Maybe 10.
Dump I got
that.
Rid of that.
Thank you.
What?
Oh, I didn't swear.
Oh, you didn't?
I said shoot.
Oh, I yeah, really shoot. Did not yeah, sound like
I
shoot
said shoot.
To me.
Oh, Marcus
close. No, I didn't
yeah,
know.
I knew he wouldn't, but I was like, just in case, yeah, it really didn't sound
it
like
it. It sounded really close to it, so we just got rid of it.
I got you, Marcus. Okay, so take us back because we missed some. So you're saying, so how often have you done this?
I say in total probably 10 times.
In 10 times in the last 2 months?
Yeah.
So this is a thing.
That's
now.
Regular,
that's
dude.
That's a lot. That's fairly regular.
That's
what?
Once or twice a week.
I feel like you're putting words on
no, that's regular, dude. 10 times in 2 months is pretty regular. There's only 8 weeks in 2 months.
Is there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how many
bro,
days?
Bro, you're a stoner.
How many days are there? I'm a stoner.
You're right, Mark. Stoner. Doing the math.
I'm a gummy.
I have to admit, on Sunday nights, I have thought to myself, you know what it is? I'm just so afraid that I'll wake up in the morning and still be stoned.
Like, wow.
I can't come in here and be. Because Sunday nights are hard to get to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me about it.
All right. Well, all that right. is a, an incredible. We'll. I can't wait till
skills.
Vinny comes
that's
back and.
Corner. Dude, I got that out of you. Dude.
That was good, Marcus.
I went straight up open
Marcus,
right there.
You've been here for 1 hour.
I'm not even here anymore.
I want a revelation like that every hour.
All right, we going for it, baby.
All right.
Even if I have to make it up.
Go so, for it. Come on in. Go.
Incidentally, I would have never told your secret, Herman.
Oh, you knew?
Yeah. So our friend Caleb says he's burned to Burning Man once. It's amazing, blah, blah, blah. He said he saw on a friend's Instagram that the entrance line was hours long, and then a sandstorm caused the entrance to be closed. People were directed to come back tomorrow and tell Marcus that there are black peoples at the Burning Man.
Black peoples.
Well, sounds very Donald Trump.
Well, I'll tell you something. Everyone at Burning Man is gray by day,
yeah.
Like 3 hours in. So, you know.
See, I'm kind of intrigued by that aspect and also just kind of also turned off by it at the same time. There is something like kind of intriguing about being out there and just kind of.
Going crazy.
Yeah, walking, dating it.
And free.
Yeah, but then I'm like. I'm too over that. Yeah.
Yeah, I really.
Showers and stuff.
I actually feel that I would get super annoyed pretty fast. So I don't want to ruin anybody else's time. I just know myself too well. Plus, I feel like, you know, what if I took a bunch of drugs? I just am not that person, you know? Like,
I'm not.
You know?
I'm not.
Yep. I know I'd go crazy out there. I know I'd come back and I'd be like, well, that's it. I'm addicted to acid. You know? That's it. You know? I know that would be a 7-day
every weekend
John, power trip for me.
We're going to have to hit up Hate Street.
Yeah, we're going to need some acid.
So I'll show you all the images I looked up. I found when I looked up black people are burning.
Okay, yeah, so please do.
That tells you how few one, there are, by right. the way. The fact that there's a category.
Two naked white chicks, which is it's a nice picture. There's a black guy there.
And look at that brother.
There, yeah.
His hair is super gray.
These are two white people, too, it looks like. I don't know.
That chick is so skinny. What's going on? What is happening there?
And then this picture with all the people in there, it doesn't. I don't
no, that
see
looks like a bunch of white people.
People.
I'm sorry. All right, anyway, Burning Man is happening.
There's no proof he's at Burning Man right
there's
now.
There's no proof he's at Burning Man.
He's wearing goggles.
There's no proof he's at Burning Man.
He just looks like he could be at Burning Man.
No
just
proof.
Zoomed in.
Yeah.
No, there's two. We found two.
All right, we've got two.
Out of 70,000.
Oh, my God.
I got a story here. Guys, we were talking about social media and all that stuff. Well, guess who thinks that teens use social media too much? Their phones. Teens.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they're folks.
Yeah, see, 54% of teens said they spend too much time on their phone, and nearly that many, 52%, said they are trying to limit their phone use in various ways.
Oh, that it's very self-aware.
In addition, 57% say they're trying to limit social media usage, and 58% are trying to limit video games.
Oh. Yeah, that's good. You know, no one can solve the kid. We're too busy on our phones to solve the kid's problems for him, so it's good that they notice.
I am not the person who wants to be away from the phone. I'll readily admit that. You know, when people talk about how, oh, my God.
I like to put it down.
Oh,
and go
I
can
put
hike.
It down and feel untethered. Yeah. And it makes me feel so liberated. Nah, I think those people are monsters.
Well, I don't know if they're monsters, Marcus, but I'll tell you something. Even if I want to untether, you know what I want to do? I want to track my movements and have my music with me, too. So it's, you know.
Give me my phone.
Plus, I might want to Instagram something. I know. The phone, you know, we're giving them. Yes, there are people who are stuck in them, and it is annoying if you're out and people just constantly look at their phone or just, oh, that's hilarious. Let me just put that up on whatever. It's like, but we're sitting here talking at a table.
It drives me crazy at shows. And we have shows at the club.
Mm-hmm.
People are constantly, and the rule is please keep your phone put away, but yeah. Folks are always pulling those phones.
It's a little screen.
It's amazing how little consideration folks have for other people at shows. And I'm not just talking about the comedy clubs, but concerts and everything, movies. People are always pulling out their phones to videotape something or whatever. And it drives us crazy. When Chappelle comes, he actually has everybody lock their phone away.
Mm-hmm.
We have these folks who come in, and when they get in line, they take their phones, they put it in the bag, zip the bag up, you go inside with the bag.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And you keep the bag.
Locking bag.
The bag
so
locks.
You got your phone with you. Yeah,
yep.
I like that.
Yep. And then if you need to use it, you have to step outside and have them unlock it.
Right.
And then you can use it, and then you can put it back in the bag when you need to go back inside.
Is that a third-party company that's kind of just jumping in with Chappelle? Like,
yeah.
That's great. That
yeah,
is a great
yeah.
idea.
Chappelle actually had these guys tour with him.
Right, because I heard the same thing for the Fillmore when he came there with John Mayer, and
it's
he did
great.
A performance over there. He did the same thing.
Yep.
Lock your phones up. You get to hold it, though.
Yeah.
But I think if you walk outside of the performance area, it unlocks itself so you can pull it out. And use
well,
it.
The, oh. no, the ones they use, I don't know if they have that, but the ones they use don't unlock themselves. You have to actually go outside and have someone unlock it for you.
Nice.
And he uses, now all the big name comics are using them. We actually had dinner with Chappelle.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we had dinner with Chappelle.
How was it?
It was off the hook. It was a cool night. I can't give away too many details just because. But they took our phones away for that, and we were
even for the dinner.
Oh yeah,
and he doesn't want to be around.
It's
people
a good
with
thing
phones.
That those phones were taken and put away too. But it was a great night.
Go off on a rant.
Dave is very entertaining, extremely entertaining,
and opinionated,
and very opinionated.
Yeah. Did anybody get their words in, or was it just all him?
Was he just holding court?
Court, right.
Oh, he was definitely holding court.
Nice.
But he also wants to hear from people, so that's the interesting thing about him. He's a guy who will talk to anybody about anything. He's one of the smartest people I've ever met.
He used to come on the show years ago before Chappelle's show started up, and he would just hang out. Like, he was actually really easy but talkative and smart and really cutting.
An engaging guy.
Yeah,
really
he's
engaging
great.
Guy. Just had a birthday. Happy birthday, Dave.
Oh, today's Johnny's birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday, Johnny.
Happy birthday, Johnny.
Happy birthday, Johnny Mosley, who sat in this week. So Marcus Osborne is sitting in with us this week. Little Edie Rose has made it to the world. And so Vinny's home with her until right after Labor Day. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with your chance at Amy Schumer tickets.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.